On view in the Dubois Gallery of McGinnis Hall on the campus of Lehigh University, Curly Raven Holton, Prince, 1987 to 2013. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Curly Raven Holton's prints speak to our human experience, and through the lens of his African-American heritage, he brings voice to significant personal, political, and cultural events. His use of symbolism and provocative figurative representations engages viewers in a shared dialogue. This exhibition presents a diverse group of graphic work that spans Holton's nearly 30-year career. Also known for his paintings and drawings, it's fitting that Holton chose printmaking to express some of his most socially charged work. Printmaking has a rich history of political use because of prints being produced in multiples and therefore can be dispensed to a wide audience. Holton is a teacher, artist, and scholar, and he's the founding director of the Experimental Printmaking Institute and the David M. and Linda Roth Professor of Art at Lafayette College in Easton, where he teaches printmaking and African-American art history. Curly Raven Holton.
This is the Wes Cochran's collection, Piles of Progress, and it comes out of the uncovering of the skeletons in South Africa, the genocide that was occurring, and then it makes you recall the genocide of the Armenian people suffered when they were killed. They call it Piles of Progress, how on top of these piles you build new worlds, and it has a fingerprint. The red is a fingerprint. It's the evidence of someone having done this. This was done in 87. So I was in Cleveland at this time, and this was about Bensonhurst, where the two young black boys, so you can see him running, and he's being chased to death. And I remember during a critique, some students saying, well, why would you do a subject like this? And I said, why wouldn't you do a subject like this if it bothered? Didn't it bother you when you read about this and saw this on the news? So it's a way of, by recounting it, using printmaking to recount an event, gives us a second chance to take some moral action. Even if you find it objectionable, you say this was a bad thing, you have taken a moral position on something that most people don't get a chance to. And it's not that people wouldn't, it's just they don't have a chance, an opportunity to say what they feel about things.
I also think what's interesting about this juxtaposition of prints here is your early work is really almost reacting to some of those events that you see and that bother you and that you want to express an opinion about.
Susan Ellis and Ricardo Vieira curated the exhibition.
You know, as we notice from your later works or your more recent works, it's much more contemplative. It's much more about the human experience, not about a specific experience.
I have a show in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's called Telling It As It Is. And the reviewer said that my early work, which includes pieces like this, had the roar of a lion. And my most recent work that was contemplative had the bay of a sheep. And I realized he missed the point. The point was, these kinds of action come from someplace, come from a deep place of, I think anxiety, fear, guilt, all kind of shame, all kind of stuff causes someone to act out like this. So it's a deeper understanding of the problem than to illustrate the problem. This is double speak. This is on the occasion of Clarence Thomas, the hearings for Supreme Court. And, you know, he was talking. I mean, we call it double speak and talking out the side of his head. It was clear what this man was doing. There were two Clarence Thomases sitting at that table. The one he was trying to hide and the one he was presenting to the public. That's a psychic break going on in there, so it's called double speak.
That's a fierce piece, or a fierce expression. And first off, you see that face.
Let me get mad. It's convinced you're doing me wrong, you're harming me. Well, we know he wasn't a victim. This is the first print I made in 1988. This is called White Terms. I was asked to do this to benefit ANC, African National Congress. You see Nelson Mandela here. You see a shot of me with a tam on. This is a good friend of mine, Malachi, was a poet who died tragically in a car accident. This is Tandy with me kissing her cheek. This is the woman that worked for ANC that asked me to do the print, and it's called White Terms. If you see black people pushing their hands up, and you see white hands pushing them down.
I love that all those pieces referencing specific things, you're really referencing the history of printmaking as broadsheets.
Yep,
pay attention to this. This is what it's about.
It's the most democratic form of art making, and you disseminate it.
Did that draw you to it? Is that what initially drew you to it?
When I grew up as a young artist, it was not art for art's sake, it was art for community's sake. You had to use this ability and talent to voice your concerns about your community. And you use aesthetics and art forms as a means to an end, but it was never for the investigation of art.
But if you become a master of that art, you get the message. You get the message in there, all the better.
All the better, and you use the form to express the message. So the form becomes language.
And of course, there's a long tradition of social justice and printmaking.
Goya, Picasso, tradition of it. This is the Othello series that I did, reimagining Othello in sepia. So in a way, it references back to Othello, but it's redemptive. And Beresford Booth is the model for me in this.
Curly Raven Holton. I also spoke with Susan Ellis, who co-curated this exhibition of Curly Raven Holton's prints with Ricardo Vieira, head of the Lehigh University's art galleries. Curly Raven Holton prints, 1987-2013, is on view in the Dubois Gallery of McGinnis Hall on the Lehigh University campus. There'll be a gallery talk and a reception to meet the artist on Thursday, October 9th at 5 p.m. For more information, the gallery's number is 610-758-3615. More information also available at luag.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.